Hi, friend. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance your brain is already doing a lot of thinking, planning, overthinking, maybe even stressing out before the day really gets going. That's exactly why I created the Takeout Therapy app. It gives you the simple, therapist-guided tools that you can use in real time, so when your mind starts to spiral, you already kind of know what to do. If you want a calmer way to move through your day, the link is in the show notes, and you can always find my resources at takeouttherapy.com. In today's episode, you'll discover one simple weekly ritual that helps prevent burnout and gives your brain a real place to land. Welcome to Takeout Therapy, the podcast for empathic high achievers who are done with overworking, overthinking, and overwhelm. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and therapist, helping busy, big-hearted people like you learn practical skills to quiet your racing mind, overcome self-doubt, and actually be present in your life. If that sounds good to you, you're in the right place. Visit me at takeouttherapy.com to find out how you can work with me and get access to all my free resources. Thanks for listening. Let's get to work. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so glad you have time for today's session because in this episode, I'm going to help you out big time. I'm going to teach you why burnout tends to creep in when life starts getting really bananas. How one simply weekly ritual How one super simple weekly ritual will bring you all the clarity and calm that you're looking for. And of course, my friend, I will send you out with a simple way to use this little ritual in busy, busy moments and seasons, as you might be in right now, actually. You know, I talk with a lot of people about burnout because typically people wait until things get really bad to find help and to get themselves out of it. So by the time they get to me, they're fairly well fried. But the interesting thing is that people think burnout arrives suddenly. They think, oh my gosh, all of a sudden I'm burned out. But it's a pretty slow ride to full-blown burnout. And this ritual that I'm going to give you today, if you're on that ride, it will help you catch it early and even pivot in a better direction. I want to give you an idea of what I mean by burnout and then how to create a little ritual where you can back your way out of it. Do you have a burnout cycle? I know that I do. It's basically when every day feels the same. Maybe you experience it as like your brain never shuts off. You feel rushed, even when there's literally no reason to be rushed. Perhaps you lose track of what you need. I have to talk with people in therapy about this because I ask people like, well, what do you need? And they have no idea what they need. This is a red flag for burnout, as well as feeling really reactive to little things that happen on an everyday basis. People in burnout feel like they're always one small moment away from tears or snapping at somebody, right? Because life moves fast. And frankly, there's no natural reset built into it. It used to be meals that were a natural reset, but I don't know about you, but I see a lot of people eating on the go these days. So the system slowly breaks down when life moves fast and there's no reset built in. When nothing interrupts the pace of life, this is where burnout starts to build and thrive. And it comes in these tiny little moments. The body stays tense. The mind stays elevated with a lot of thinking going on. Most people forget about what matters to them, actually, because they're so busy trying to get all the things done. It's like the whack-a-mole on steroids, right? You coast through your days on autopilot. Your connection with the people in your life sometimes drops off a little bit. And frankly, your capacity for one more thing is probably shrinking rapidly. And I bring this up right now, because during the holidays, this gets worse. Wouldn't you agree? More events, more labor, more emotional labor, more responsibility, more problems, more things to figure out, and we end up wiped out before January even arrives. A lovely way to ring in a new year, isn't it? What we really want to do is be able to pause in our lives and remember to listen to ourselves about what we value, what we feel is important, how we want to be spending our time and our energy. Wouldn't it be great if you had a little reset that could clear the fog away, a little practice that could help you maybe feel present in your life again? Something predictable to help ground you no matter what is going on. Well, my friend, today is your lucky day, because I'm going to teach you a little weekly ritual that you can insert into your life. It's super, super simple, very doable, and has a really nice clean structure. If you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know that I need things to be clear and have structure in order to bring them into my life. So, here is the plan. Choose one morning or evening each week. I really like to choose Sundays because I feel like before work on Monday, I want to feel like I'm ready to take life by storm. I'm ready to get things done, inspire myself, inspire others. That's how I want a Monday morning to feel. So I tend to do this on Sunday. The first thing you want to do is come into your body. Remember, we want to come out of the brain and come into our own lives, our own feelings in our heart, our emotions, or our body. A great way to do this is just to sit and breathe for a few minutes or just to move slowly. Get your yoga mat out or get a blanket out. Roll around on the floor, right? Loosen up your hips. Do some child's pose. Do a little bit of yoga. Maybe some dancing. Connect with yourself in whatever way you feel like, okay, I'm here now. I'm not out there in that crazy, crazy world that I live in. I'm right here with myself. And this is my time to reset, regroup, and move forward. So once you've done that for about 5 to 15 minutes, it just really depends on what it is that you need. Then I want you to get your journal out and ask yourself 3 questions. The first question is, what felt heavy this week? Meaning, what didn't go well? What was really difficult? What were the moments of your life where you're like, man, this sucks, right? You want to acknowledge what feels difficult in life. If not only for your own flippin' validation, really as a way to keep track of kind of what's going on. And when you take time to do this, you're gonna start to see patterns. For example, if you're having problems in your relationship, and every week what felt heavy this week feels like your relationship, it's gonna give you really good information. But for right now, in this little ritual, it's gonna give you clarity on what's going on with you and help you connect with yourself. So important. The next question you wanna ask yourself is, what felt good? Because just like we wanna know what we're struggling with, we really wanna know what is going well. What do I want more of, right? Like maybe what felt good is that I went on a walk a couple days this week. And so I decide like I'm totally going to do that next week. Again, just getting information, creating pattern and awareness about what's going well in your life. What could possibly go wrong with doing that, right? Which leads me to the third question that I want you to ask yourself as your little ritual once a week. Is the question, what needs to change next week? Now, my friend, it might be really tempting to just write somebody's name down that's not you, right? Because I really want some people to change too. But what I want you to do with this question is really look at what felt heavy and what felt good for you. And look at yourself and your participation and engagement in your life and ask yourself, how could I play the game a little differently? What needs to change next week? Maybe my attitude, maybe my actions, maybe my mindset. You'll figure it out. All you have to do is ask yourself some questions about yourself and how your life is going. And honestly, this will give you so much clarity, but there's also probably going to be a little bit of a bonus to it. Because when we sit down and we spend time with ourselves and we do a little journaling or some self-inquiry, this can shift our nervous system out of emotional autopilot and nervous system elevation where we're feeling like we're just sort of running on fumes. And it helps to ground us and bring us back to ourselves, back to our values. It helps us to choose ourselves again. Listen, with anything that I teach you, can you just let it be messy? Sometimes you won't, do it in the right order. Sometimes you'll decide to ask different questions. It's not a productivity task. It's your process to create. It is your recalibration that includes intention and getting more insight about yourself. This is what personal growth looks like. This little weekly ritual creates a rhythm that your body and your mind actually will start to trust. It will help you recover before the burnout builds. When you see the train coming, you can get off the track. It will strengthen your presence with yourself, right? You're spending time in an important meeting with yourself. The results will come, I promise. More importantly, connecting to your own needs in your own life in a way that calms your nervous system and prevents you from crashing is always a win. So if you want support building a weekly ritual such as this, that is exactly why I built you the Everyday Calm app. The app actually gives you short lessons, either in text or little videos from me, and it gives you journal prompts that makes this process so much easier. This weekly ritual is actually built in to my app. So if you get the app, you'll get the ritual, my friend, and you can find that app at studio.com/Rebecca. The link is in the show notes. Regardless, I've given you a very simple weekly ritual that will bring you back to yourself and help you prevent burnout. Because burnout builds slowly. When the boundaries and the areas of your life all blur together and you're not really doing the work to separate them back out again, one little ritual can interrupt this cycle and reset how you're living so that you can feel grounded and steady in your life. I hope that's helpful today. Thanks so much for spending your time with me. I really appreciate you being here and doing this work. Will you do me a favor? Follow the podcast and do a little review. That's how the podcasting world works, and they'll send the podcast to more people. And in return, I'd love to offer you my free class on overthinking. It's 20 minutes of vital education about how to stop your mind from automatically just going bananas all the time. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You can grab my free class at takeouttherapy.com. Remember, Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, but always get the level of support you need for your situation. Visit takeouttherapy.com to stay in the loop and find out how to work with me. Until next time, take really good care of yourself. If something in this episode hit home for you, that's your starting point. Because insight is really helpful, but real change comes from what you do next. The Takeout Therapy app is where you can take what you're learning here and actually practice it in your real life. Short tools, simple steps, support you can come back to every single day. You want me in your pocket? If you're ready to feel more steady and less overwhelmed, click the link in the show notes. One click and you're in. I'll see you inside.